Hey, someone Facebook messaged us and said, what's this song that you play at the beginning of the stream? Do you remember the name of it?
Is it called Babu Babu Babum?
Nope. That's your parenthetical title.
I don't know the title.
You know the
song.
Artist?
Yes.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
Do you want to say it out loud?
No, I can't remember. Who is it?
Amy Backwards.
Ima Sumac. Right.
And it's called Jungala.
Oh, I would not have gotten that.
I think.
Is that what it's called? I would not have gotten that.
Is this called Jungala? Okay, yeah, because that's what I answered the guy on Facebook.
Jungla, J-U-N-G-L-A?
Yep.
Yeah? Oh, I would not have gotten that.
Let's call the whole thing off.
I knew it was Ima Sumac, but I did not know the title of the song. And it's from which album do we know?
I don't know.
People are going...
I'm not going that deep. What is this, Behind the Music?
Yes. Yes, it is. All right, everybody, it's us, it's Bill, and it's Wendy. This is the bonus hour. This is the Stream of Consciousness. This is Ryan Burroughs' birthday. It's all those things in one.
We should celebrate.
What'd you get him? Did you get him a nice gift?
I told him that you were handling it this year.
Thank you. Now all the pressure's on me. That'll work. That'll be fine. Did you see that? I know what a big NBA fan you are. Did you see that the Denver Nuggets have drafted the son of Manute Bol? Do you remember him? The tallest man in NBA history? 7'7".
Yeah, is this
Manute Bol?
Even more Manute Bol?
It's funny you say that, because the reason I bring this up, I only bring this up for one reason, is that Manute Bol's son has a very interesting first name. What would it be? Now, I'll tell you what.
Secone? Instead of Manute.
Oh, that's good. All right, so my guess would have been, if you had presented me with the same question, what is Manute Bol's son name, I would have said Salad.
That
would
spaghetti.
Have been Spaghetti Bol. Orange Bol. Super Bol. Any of those.
How tall is the son, first of all?
The son is 7'2".
Good God, y'all.
He did not quite achieve his father's statuesque frame of 7'7". 7'7". It is.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Did you ever see Manute Bol? He was like a stick.
Yeah,
he was like
the
thinnest guy, but so tall. You had to take an elevator to get to the top of him.
He looked like a radio antenna, one of those ones you see in the cornfields.
Yes. Manute Bol's son, Wendy, his name is Bol Bol. B-O-L, and then you pause, out of respect, B-O-L.
Bol Bol?
Bol Bol. I believe Sirhan won a naming contest, and he said, well, name him Bol Bol.
And I've brought this up before, and he's called in. He may not now because we're on the stream, but I grew up with a Scott Scott.
Scott Scott.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot, I think, to name your child something like that that stands out to that extent. Like the name Bol, you could match up easier, or Scott. Scott, certainly. Scott's a very standard name. Sirhan is a tough one. That one, you almost have to go creative, don't you?
How's your baby name book coming?
It's not selling. When I put my Bill's Fun Book of Baby Names on Amazon, when I put that out 3 years ago, I thought, well, I'm going to sell billions of copies. So far, 3.
Oh, my God.
3 copies.
I'll buy one. Put me down for one.
All right. Thank you for that. So Bol Bol has been drafted by the Denver Nuggets. What a great name.
Is it?
No. No, I don't think Manute is with us any longer.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's out.
And I'm sorry, it's Manute Bol. I thought it was like minute.
No,
so
Manute.
I apologize for my stupid name.
Manute.
Although, really, what's a stupid name?
Right.
Yeah,
I think he died, didn't he?
Yes,
he died
2010.
Oh, man. We're 9 years without Manute Bol.
Weird. Like just a few days ago, 2010.
Yeah.
June 19th.
Wow.
Happy first day of summer.
Thank you. In other news, Wendy,
yes,
that I don't think anyone cares about but me. This is a story. As I tell you the story, I know that very few people will care about this, but I do because of my love for Don Rickles. When I heard they were doing Toy Story 4, I didn't really think about it much, but Don Rickles has been in the other Toy Story movies.
Was he the dachshund, the springy dog?
No, he's Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You are 100% right.
Well, yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. So initially, I thought to myself, well, what they'll do is, with we don't have Don anymore, so they will write Mr. Potato Head out. But here's what I learned this morning. I didn't know this until this morning. The producers and director of the movie, of Toy Story 4, approached the Rickles family. That's your Barbara Rickles and your Mindy Rickles and Bol Rickles, their son who plays for the Denver Nuggets.
Bol Rickles.
And they said, we leave this up to you, Rickles family. We're making another Toy Story movie. Don has been in the other ones. And if you want him in, we will put him in. But if you don't want him in, we won't put him in. And they said, well, he loved the movies. He loved doing them. It would mean a lot to us. So they went back to other recording sessions from other Toy Story movies, and they found lines that got cut out, and they incorporated them in Toy Story 4. So Don Rickles will still be part of the franchise. Is that nice?
That is amazing.
That's so nice.
I wonder if you, I mean, I'm sure you could find somebody who, if they had to record something new,
right,
could
do the voice a little bit.
Like they did with Roger Ebert.
Right.
Remember that?
For his documentary.
Yeah.
Right. Well, in Toy Story lore, there have been other actors who have been in the franchise who have died. For instance, Jim Varney. You know Jim Varney?
Yeah.
All right. So he played a character in the movie. And when he died, there's a comedian named Blake Clark that I used to work with. They gave the role to Blake Clark. You know, he was now the part that Jim Varney had, the dog.
And did it sound like him?
No. You could tell the difference. That one, he wasn't even really doing an impression of Jim Varney. They just changed the voice a little bit, and it sounded more like Blake Clark. The other one is Arlie Ermey, who plays the Army man.
Oh, that's right, and he passed
away,
too.
He died a few years ago. So I think Toy Story 4, because he was still alive for Toy Story 3. He's still in that one. I think Toy Story 4 is the first one he's not in. But it's got to be, if you have a franchise that lasts, Toy Story has been going on for like 23 or 24 years now. The first one was about 24 years ago, I think.
So already?
God. My kids weren't even born when the first one came out. So so if you have a franchise that lasts that long, good for you. You have to have, you know, contingency plans if you lose cast members. It's easier because it's animated. If it's live action, you just got to flat out write them out of the franchise, or do what Star Wars has done and digitally recreate them.
But they are not doing that with Princess Leia.
You mean for the next one coming out? How are they going to do that?
They had footage, they said, of her. They had extra, again, stuff that they didn't use because they refused to use the computer animated stuff.
I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because who was the guy who...
Peter Cushing.
Which I didn't even know he was dead.
Yeah.
So that was not, like, amazing to me because I was just watching it going, oh, it's that guy.
It's so strange because I know that we've made headway into reproducing like that. What's that thing called where you do it online where you can make it look like somebody's... Is it deep fake? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. So those guys have done it so that it looks like your favorite TV or news people or, you know, anybody can be reproduced and you can make it look like they're doing whatever you want them to do. But in movies, for some reason, and even TV shows, I'll never forget when Mrs. Soprano died.
Nancy Marchand
was the character.
Yeah.
And it just didn't look right.
Oh, poor me.
Right.
She was so good.
She was so good. But remember how she died during the off season of Sopranos and they wanted her character Olivia to still be on the show. So they had, if I remember this right, they had a person, a body, but then they blacked over the face, like they blue screened the face and then added her face from another episode.
That's weird.
It was really eerie. It did not look good.
I don't remember that they did that.
Just for one episode to kind of finish her character's storyline off, but it wasn't pleasant.
I know in a weird way that's showing respect, but in a weird way it's not.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Wow, I am really honestly excited that Don Rickles is going to be part
of
this.
Me too.
Because he's so perfect. I'm sorry I forgot he's Mr. Potato Head. It's been a long time since I saw it. But I was reading somewhere that if you have like the original Woody and Buzz Lightyear, that they might actually be worth money.
The first figures from the first Toy Story movie?
Like a kind of a rag doll type thing. They had plastic head and hands, but the body, we have them. I don't know where they are, and they're definitely used. Michael loved them.
There were versions of them that they sold at the Disney store that I think those are the ones that went way up in value. I think. But if you're, like you said, they're play worn.
Yeah.
So the only way to kind of turn a profit on that is if you you socked them away somewhere, you kept them in the box, you didn't touch them.
Yeah, well, who's going to?
Me.
I stopped myself. Me. But if you were a little kid, your mom wouldn't make you. Did she make you just look at your toys? Billy, don't touch this.
No.
You can get a Woody right now.
Wendy, we're doing the bonus hour. That's not what bonus means.
Okay. That is the exact example of what Nick DiGilio is looking for Straight Out of Context. That right there. Not these deliberate ones. Right. That was innocent. And you're blushing. I said it and you're blushing. Why?
I'm taking one for the team.
Take that, Nick, too. I don't think he takes stuff from the bonus
Wendy,
hour.
I just got a text from Bull Bull saying milk came out of his nose. I don't know what that refers to, but just so you know, Bull Bull is listening.
What, was he eating a bowl of cereal?
Yes. Cereal Bowl. That's what they should have named him, Cereal Bowl.
The Twilight Zone, the new one with Jordan Peele, used a CGI of Rod Serling, which he did, and that bugged me.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's one episode. I forgot about that. Thank you, listener.
That's interesting. So did they change what they made him say?
I think so. I can't remember. I really liked all those. And in fact, I'm going to watch them again. I was so enamored with the fact that they remade it, and it was really cool and unique that I don't know. With the original Twilight Zone episodes, I can't speak for you, but I've seen probably each episode a dozen times because it's on all the time.
Right.
They used to have those marathons, and now it's just on like Sci-Fi or one of the channels
constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, I think, too. So I've seen all of them many times, and even though you've seen them and you know what's going to happen, they're still
fun to watch.
Oh, I love it.
Right. If you like that genre of show, that's got to be like right up there with the best. I mean, and it was, keep in mind, this was done so many years ago. It was so groundbreaking.
Yeah.
He was a genius.
I love
he
Ernie Kovacs,
shouldn't smoke so much,
too.
Though. You could just tell when you'd see him, he was smoking during the intro to those shows.
Yeah.
And you just go, Rod, this is not going to end well. You got to stop smoking now. That's what ended him.
Well, Johnny Carson smoked, too.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I have to say this about Chernobyl. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. I mean, and it's so weird because you think back, that was 1980.
I don't know what year.
Three or something.
Was it? Yeah.
I think so. And, you know, smoking is not good. A lot of people say that people in other countries smoke a lot.
In France, even the babies smoke in France. That's what you hear when you're in France.
1986 was Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the Ukraine. Pitrap. Or something. I can't remember the name of the actual place.
Yeah.
But everyone in there smoked, and it's so weird because, you know, ultimately they got radiation poisoning and chemicals. But you're thinking it just was a weird correlation there.
Do you think it's the combination of the job? So that's obviously a very high risk job. So do you think that messes with you're more nervous? So maybe the smoking, in theory, calms your nerves a little bit. Is that the thought process there? What do you think?
I didn't recall many of the women smoking. I could be not, you know, I didn't really pay that much attention to it. But I noticed that all the men were smoking. There were some higher up government officials. But a lot of them, like, were coal miners or blue-collar workers. And if you do the statistics now, most of those people smoke.
Right. It always amazes me how many firemen smoke. Because they're around fire all the time, and you in your head you would do the math and go, well, a cigarette could potentially cause a fire, And that means, well, I guess it's good for business.
That is not how it works.
Maybe. But anytime I talk to a fireman, I go, you're a fire guy, so you smoke, right? Yes, I do.
I don't think anymore.
You don't think so?
I think the new firemen don't fire people. I just think people learned. I mean, I don't know how far you're going back, but I do remember, you know, you'd see the firemen sitting out on lawn chairs waiting for a call,
right,
having a cigarette while their chili's simmering.
Yeah, and they have a dog yapping.
A Dalmatian most of the time.
Usually a Dalmatian, just one, not 101.
Sometimes two.
You could just buy one. You don't have to buy them in groups of 101. Let me pitch you on a show idea. All right. So you're HBO. So I say, all right, HBO, here's my show idea. Tell me what you think. It's a variety show set in a nuclear power plant in Russia, and it's called Sunny in Chernobyl. Would you buy a show like that?
The disrespect you have.
It's just a pitch idea. You can buy it. You cannot buy it.
John Williams was talking about it, and I mentioned that he gave too much away, and it was bothersome. Didn't ruin it.
But he couldn't have given too much away because you know what happened there.
But there are so many details that you don't know what happens about the cleanup, about how they're trying to clean things up.
Yes.
Again, it didn't ruin it for me, but it was at
they use a Swiffer.
At this moment that I was watching Chernobyl, so they were also calling it Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
That's why I told that joke that Kim Gordon sold to me.
What was it? I can't remember. I have so many jokes.
The joke about the variety show set in a Russian nuclear power plant called Sunny in Chernobyl.
Did Jeff Ross hire you to do the next historical roast?
Yes. He just hired me.
Finally.
Me and Bull, we're working together on this one, Wendy. It's going to be fun.
But I also, we were talking about Rod Serling. Ernie Kovacs, to me, was the most...
What an innovator.
Amazing innovator. So,
and you know what? Don't you think he's one of those names that will be lost to the next generation?
Already probably lost to...
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. And
he
I don't
was
know
so ahead of his time.
How I got into that. I must, because there was no internet, so there must have been a special that was on.
PBS for a while
was running the old Ernie Kovacs show. Yeah, that's what it was. And I fell in love with just the Nairobi Trio, and he was really handsome.
He was a good-looking man. Edie Adams was the woman who was his leading lady on screen and off. Very talented
that
actress.
That was a very Rona Barrett line.
Well,
his leading lady on screen and off.
Well, it was.
She was beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
And
he died way too young. And it saddens me that, like, almost any kid today, if you said Ernie Kovacs, would have no idea who you were talking about.
I don't know who you're talking
about. You don't know?
No.
He was a comedian, an actor, but an innovator with, like, various special effects tricks on a TV show.
That was so expensive, and the networks would always say to him, Ernie, your idea is a great one, but it will cost us the entire budget of the show to do just that one stunt. No, do it. It's worth it. You got to do it. So he was always at odds with his bosses. But, yeah, he was just so good. And a really good actor, too. I mean, he made a bunch of movies. I shouldn't say a bunch. He made a handful of movies, and he's always really good in them. But it's so sad that a guy that was that talented and such an innovator.
Had to be so restricted.
The name is just kind of lost.
No, he died. And he died so young because you often wonder what would have happened to these people. Like, what would James Dean be doing now?
Right, right. James Dean made three movies.
I know, that blows me away.
He's one of Hollywood's all-time biggest legends, and he made three movies.
And Ernie Kovacs was in a car crash, and I think, and I could be remembering this wrong, but he had a head injury, and it was on a deserted road, and no one found him, so he...
That sounds right, blood out.
Yeah, because your head bleeds very quickly.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he was super young, but he was so experimental on television, like so many unique effects were done in just ways that you couldn't even imagine.
Right. The face on Percy Dove tonsils, where they shot it through a certain lens to make his face look bigger. They would shoot it from below, but with what they call a fishbowl lens
to kind of
distort it.
He did do a lot of camera angle tricks.
Yeah.
It was just really cool. If you ever see like an Ernie Kovacs show, it's probably super dated for most people. I still would enjoy watching it.
I always equate him. I always say he was TV's Orson Welles. Yeah. Because Orson Welles had almost all the same arguments with his bosses when he was making movies. Too expensive. Nobody's going to appreciate it. No one's going to get it. We'll change the ending. Trust us. We know what we're doing. It was, he fought those same battles on TV that Orson Welles fought in the movies.
My God, there was an exhibit this January of this year. The Ernie Kovacs Centennial Exhibit debuted. It's supposed to debut in August 2019. Let's find out about this.
Here or elsewhere?
I don't know. I just...
road trip.
I'm sure it's
not
here.
Yeah, let's go. And find a Waffle House on the way.
All right. Let's. You know what? We need to get out on the road anyway.
All right.
But maybe we could still talk to somebody. He had some kids.
Yeah, that was there was a big custody battle at the time of his death with his wife. Huge custody battle. Do you remember who played him in the made-for-TV movie about his life?
I can't remember.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he did a great job. He was
Jeff
really
Goldblum
good.
Jeff Goldblum is perhaps the strangest guy ever.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
I love him.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Kim has the news. And then I believe Jerry Nunn of Nunn on the Run will be joining us.
I have seen him around.
Yeah, he's here.
He's here.
All right, all that's ahead.
Nunn. On the Run. Nunn. On the Run. Nunn. Nunn.
It's Jerry Nunn, Wendy. Look, it's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. He's here in the studio with us. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
I love my theme song.
Yes.
I got to make a better one.
It's climbing up the charts, though.
Wendy, that's a collaboration between Sir Paul McCartney and myself. We worked on it for 3 years.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do something with the Rolling Stones since they're in
town. They're in town.
Nun me up.
Nun me up.
Yes. Nun
wow.
me up.
Wouldn't that be something?
I'll think of something.
Jerry, how are you? It's good to see you.
Well, good to see you too.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Both Wendy and I saw pictures of you that made us very, very jealous. Let's see if they're the same ones, Wendy. I believe it was with yourself, John Favreau, and
yes,
Robert Downey Jr.
That was 100%.
Is that the one?
Oh.
You got to hang out with them a little bit.
A little bit. It was really quick. Yeah. But yeah.
So I mean, what, man? At the Gene Siskel Center,
at
right?
At the Gene Siskel, yes. But so I told you guys about that before.
Last
and then,
time.
Robert, of course, was very funny.
Was he?
A lot of jokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like a nice man.
Yeah, it was really hot in that room. They had these lights on, and a lot of VIPs were in there.
Yeah.
So it got really hot, and he goes, can someone give me a frond, you know, to fan myself
yes.
with?
Yes.
So,
and you had a frond on you?
I wish I had. I wish I'd had, like, a gay fan I could have given him. You know, he could have popped it, and it would have been great.
Right, that would have been great. But, you know. But this was an event to honor the career of John Favreau, who's been an actor and a director and a writer and a producer. He's done a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so I talked to him about The Lion King that's coming up that he's doing.
Yeah, he directed that.
So I was talking about, you know, working with Beyonce and all that. So it was a lot of fun.
I was telling Bill off the air, there's a sweet little Netflix show called The Chef Show, and John Favreau has reprised his chef role with the real chef, I think it's Roy Choi, who taught him how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Robert Downey Jr. was in an episode of that, and same with Tom Holland. They were
Spider-Man.
Out to eat. Yes.
Yes.
But John Favreau was talking to them. One episode, he's cooking with Gwyneth Paltrow, and he changed some kind of recipe because she's a vegan.
Yeah.
So they took out all the meat. And it's a really good show. I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to him about that. We had limited time. You know, that's how those guys go.
So, even you know. For you, Jerry, there's limited time?
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
And then once I start talking about food, then it's all over.
All the time.
It
could
be
gone.
Like an hour.
You make your selfies look like you guys have been hanging out for weeks.
I'm
not
kidding. It seemed like you were friends for your whole life.
Oh, well.
You really did.
I had a lot of fun with them. Yeah, they were fun.
Do you remember the first time you saw John Favreau in something? I do. And you never would have predicted he would be a big-time director, producer, writer, or star based on what I saw.
What would it be?
It was the movie Rudy.
Oh,
you're right.
He had a part in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I noticed him in Swingers like a lot of people.
Well, that came later.
Yeah, that came later.
When he was one of the co-stars and co-writers of Swingers.
Right.
But good for him. I'm happy he's achieved what he's achieved.
Yeah, I think I'm talking to Billy Eichner for Lion King.
I love him.
He's going to be fun. I mean, the
so
two of us
funny.
Together. Can you imagine?
Did you ever
Billy
see
Eichner?
Him, Wendy? Billy Eichner?
Billy on the street.
Billy on the street.
He
just goes around New York and asks people trivia questions and he yells at them whether they know the answer or not.
And he'll bring like a celebrity, like a big celebrity. He's like,
so funny.
Do you know Patti LuPone? And she's like with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
he's good. He does one of the voices of the hyenas, right? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is he Timon or Pumbaa or something? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know because they just pitched it to me today.
All right.
So we have July coming up. We got tons of stuff, you know, but 4th of July is the main focus for, you know,
as
July.
Well it should be.
Yeah. So there, I always talk about Navy Pier because I think it's, you know, kind of
that's
the biggest.
That's where all the action's going on, pretty
the action
much.
For the
Isn't
night.
It Chicago's biggest tourist attraction? Am I right on that?
It's
I
big.
Think it is.
I went to the largest rooftop party.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I went to the largest rooftop party last night, the offshore on top of the roof there. So that was pretty cool. A lot of people.
Hey, what happened? Wendy keeps every time. She's every time Jerry or I say something, Wendy goes,
She's just censoring me. I'm not cursing or anything.
No, we're not swearing.
I'm sorry. Kim Horton had to leave because she has to do stuff in the newsroom, and I thought I was turning her mic off.
No, she's gone already.
You're turning me off.
And
Wendy's turning me off.
Sorry you had to see this.
Got out of contact.
Sorry you had to see it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right.
It's okay.
You were at the largest rooftop.
Yes. So I went there yesterday, but.
Is this the one you saw the billboard for where you're confused where it is?
There's a billboard. If you walk down this street past the Sheraton, there's a billboard that shows this really cool-looking rooftop restaurant.
Okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's for that building, because I've seen the top of that building, and it's not up there.
Right.
So what's this one called?
So this is called Offshore, and it's at the end of the pier. Else. This is brand new. I mean, this is
that's a different one then.
Yeah. So, of course, I get lost trying to get to the other end of the pier. And I'm running down back rooms and
you know, you don't think that pier when you're looking at it is that big. When you're in it, really is.
Yeah, it's really long. It's a good
walk. Where's the rooftop?
Where is it?
It's towards the end of the pier. I can show you some pictures and stuff. I can see it from here, but I'll show you guys.
Is this, what is it a part of? Is it because they were going to build a hotel out there? Have they done that? I don't think they've done that, have they?
No hotel out there. No. There's a lot of rules with that, too. I don't know.
As to what they can zone it for?
Yes. Yeah. I know they have trouble with that.
Like, I got to get a boat. Not a bigger boat. Just a boat.
You should definitely have a boat.
I love boats.
Absolutely.
And take Jerry and I for a cruise after the show. Can you buy it today?
Me?
No, I wouldn't trust you, but Jerry would.
Of course. Yeah. I'd risk my life for you.
Yeah.
I would not want to hurt myself, so why would you not trust me? That's what I always think about with airline pilots. You know what?
They don't want to crash. Right, true. That's true. All right, I'll go.
You do need to head out to the Shakespeare Theater.
What's going on there?
You got this show I saw the other night called Six. Have you heard about this?
No.
We are so unhip.
What is Six?
This is good. So it's called Six, and it's about the six queens, the wives of Henry VIII.
Yeah.
And they turned them into a pop group.
Oh.
Like the Spice Girls or Fifth Harmony or something. There's six of them. And they all compete to see who's had the worst hardships. And so you learn about things, but the music's really good.
What sort of music is involved?
It's just pop girl music. And
songs you've heard of before or not?
No.
New compositions?
Nope, all new compositions.
Yeah.
And they're all very distinct. There's like a Beyonce type. There's, you know, some very different.
Well, that sounds interesting.
And it's a lot of fun. And the audiences are going crazy.
Oh,
it's
really?
Going to Broadway. It's big in England. The music's big.
Who wrote the book?
That's a good question.
Who wrote the Book of Love?
I mean, it's based on history.
The Monotones?
Yes.
Is that the name of the band that did Book of Love?
Yes, it is the Monotones, Wendy.
But they tie it into very hip, you know, new things, but it's history. So it's actual things with, you know, one's beheaded.
Oh.
You know,
that or do they just say talk about it?
She's, you know, she thinks she's won because she's got the biggest hardship.
Oh, yeah. So that would win.
It's
normally
a lot of fun. I'm telling you.
Six. That's your pick to click? Is that one of your picks to click?
Yes.
All right.
Go out there for that. But if you don't get a chance, go to, you know, the Curse of the Fireworks. And there's a lot of rules that I was not aware of.
Like what?
I think that they've been learning as they go on.
Yeah.
That they have to be careful with these kind of big crowds. So this is on July 4th. The fireworks go off at 9:30.
Yeah.
But they're kind of ending people entering the pier after 7:30. They're going to see how the crowds go and based on it. Yeah. So they're going to do metal detectors and everything out there. You're not going to be able to bring coolers, anything like that. You can't bring bikes down there. No skateboards. Kids have to be accompanied if they're under 18.
Yeah. Those are all good rules.
They're great rules and they're important. Yeah. For safety.
But the coolers, everybody like would come down.
Yeah,
although they're just sitting in Grant Park, those people, right?
Right.
So if you bring in a cooler and a blanket and all that stuff, you're going to be in Grant Park. That you can still do.
Yeah, for the beach and things like
that.
So you can see the fireworks on the beach is what my friends do.
Chair, can I tell you what happened a couple of years ago? And I never would have predicted this. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were driving back from the southwest suburbs, and we were on Lakeshore Drive when the fireworks started.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden on Lakeshore Drive, first one car, then another car, then another car, they all just stop on Lakeshore Drive and watch the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most dangerous thing in the world. It was beautiful because he had a great, pretty good view.
Did you stop then?
You couldn't not stop because there were so many cars all over Lakeshore Drive stopped that even if you tried to go, you could have gone like 2 or 3 miles an hour. So we had to stop and we just watched them from there, which was nice.
Yeah.
But so dangerous.
That is dangerous.
So dangerous.
And people pull over and they're not supposed to.
Yeah. So could you tell Mayor Lightfoot that that's dangerous, please?
I will.
When you see her.
She was at the party last night.
She went to the party?
Yeah, she came and Rom came.
Were they chatting?
They weren't at the same time. I think he came later. But she did the ribbon cutting.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, this is a big thing.
Have you talked to her?
I haven't. I'm kind of, I want to, because I want to talk about pride and how important it means, you know, to so many of us.
I think she would be on your side on that. I would imagine.
So. I think Yeah. I think she'll know about my newspaper that I worked for.
I'd be shocked if she felt otherwise.
Yeah.
You're an amazing investigative reporter.
Thank you.
So we've got some other fun things coming up. Head Over Heels is going to be at the Wit. And do you guys know about this one?
No.
Was it about the Go-Go's?
They use the Go-Go's music.
Oh, really?
But it's about a royal family. And this is...
fictional or non?
It's just a made-up story. And then they put the Go-Go's
music to it.
But it did pretty well in New York.
Yeah.
So they're doing a show from July 1st to August 25th.
Oh, that sounds fun.
So they've got a nice, good run for that.
Any big names in it, or is it all people we have not heard of yet?
It's not. You know, in New York, they had one of the RuPaul Drag Race people be in it.
Oh, really? So, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, so we'll see how this one is.
All right.
Windy City Smokeout is coming. I've really enjoyed this festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten bigger and bigger, and they've actually moved it. It was on our Tribune property.
Yeah.
But now they've moved it out to outside of United Center.
Do you know Dane Neal, who's on our show all the time?
Dane.
Have you met Dane? Dane, Dane is always talking up this event. He's a big fan of this.
Oh,
event.
Good. Okay, so that's July 12th.
This is at the Motor Speedway.
Yeah. He does that one too.
Right.
But this is something that he's in the past. He's been very passionate about. Yeah.
Yeah, country music and barbecue. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Fun.
Goes together.
Yeah.
Lance Bass is coming to Joe's Live.
Yeah.
Lance Bass was in what band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. I don't know if you're asking him to.
Yeah. No, I'm asking because I forget. Is it Boys to Men? Is it
NSYNC? It's not
Justin Timberlake.
It's not O-Town.
Oh, yeah.
But O-Town's coming with him.
O-Town is going to open for him?
Yes. How do you know who O-Town is?
Oh, everyone knows O-Town.
He talks about O-Town. He's talked to me.
Love O-Town.
I don't know O-Town. It's a boy. It's just a boy band.
Oh.
It's big.
And guess where they're from?
Ohio.
You're disappointing.
Ontario?
You're disappointing Jerry Nunn.
Ocala, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
or Tom. Oslo, Norway. It's up to you. It's up to you. Tell me.
I thought O-Town was a member with Lance Bass.
No.
Yes.
No.
Lance Bass.
It's O-Town and Lance Bass. Wendy, get your tickets now.
July 13th at Joe's Live at Rosemont.
They'll be doing the hits.
I like that Joe's at Rosemont.
It's a good venue.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Joe's on Weed, too.
Yeah.
Are they related?
No.
They are connected. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And the one on weed is going to be legalized soon. Mark my words.
In January.
Yeah.
So I just got off the phone with a celebrity.
Who?
Like literally around
Wait,
the hall.
Wait, give us a clue and we'll see if we can figure out who it is. Give Wendy and I a clue as to who the celebrity is.
All right. So this is going to be tough. I don't know. Okay. So it was from a sitcom. The person's from a sitcom.
Yeah.
She's an older lady.
Yeah.
She.
Bill, can I guess?
Okay.
Mildred Natwick.
Close, but
right. Who the I almost swore is that?
Go ahead, you can swear. What could happen?
So she was from a TV show back in the day.
Is it Marion Ross?
The woman had a very distinct voice, the main person, and she did things around the house.
Hazel? Is it from Hazel?
It's newer than that.
Is it Marla Gibbs?
No, it's.
Oh, that was a good guess.
That
no, come on.
Guess.
I need one more hint.
So she taught. She had a very distinct Jewish
voice. Oh, the nanny. The nanny.
Is it Fran Drescher?
It was the mom. I talked to the mom.
The mom from The Nanny?
Yes. Her name's Renee Taylor.
Yeah.
You know Renee Taylor?
We're just talking about her.
Yes.
She's got a show about overeating.
Yes. So, yes. And
right?
So we just talked about food.
Yeah.
And she's, it's called My Life on a Diet. This is at Skokie's. Skokie in North Shore Center, and that's July 16th.
Jerry, do you know who she was married to?
Her.
Speaking of food,
this is another weird connection.
Right.
Okay. She talked about her husband.
Yeah.
Her late husband.
Yeah. He is no longer with us, sadly.
Okay. Joseph.
Joe Bologna.
Joe Bologna.
Is this who you were talking to me about the off the air? Or
yes.
Who else was married to Joe Bologna?
Renee Taylor was married to Joe Bologna.
Why'd you bring
years.
It up off the air?
Because
we ran a commercial for them. Oh. We had a commercial for their show.
Oh, so yeah. There we go. We got to go to the show.
She's a lot of fun.
She is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be talking about food. Barbara Streisand opened for her.
How about that?
Which is pretty wild.
Not recently.
Back in the day.
Many years ago.
So we talked about Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, Renee Taylor was a hot commodity.
Yeah, and she's got this in the show.
As we say in the business.
Yeah, she's done Broadway shows with her husband.
Yeah.
They produced this stuff. He actually directed the show that's coming.
They would do, like, every year they'd pick a show, like, they'd do Same Time Next Year, and they'd travel around the country doing it. They were both very talented.
So that's what she's doing.
Good for her.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
Pitchfork Music Festival is coming.
Yeah, who are the top headliners?
Okay, so
I did that one year, and I went to see Brian Wilson, and it was I can't. Lollapalooza is too big for me. This is more compact.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It is. Yeah, in Union Park, July 19th through the 21st, and we have acts like Haim. Do you know Haim?
Haim.
Yeah. They're
they're in
sisters.
For Passover.
They're sisters.
Yeah. They're really good.
They are really good. I think Wendy actually would really
it
like
looks,
them.
Wendy, when you see their name in print, you think it's Haim, like Corey
Haim.
Oh,
Haim, yeah, I know.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Not
so Corey Haim. They're coming. Robin, the singer Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about
Keep
her.
Keep going.
Not a fan of Robin's?
How about Mavis Staples?
I'd love to see Mavis Staples. I'll take you there.
Yeah.
Bill.
Oh, well. It's just a song called that. That's weird.
And you guys are going to go together.
Perfect.
The Isley Brothers.
Brothers.
Cool.
They have a nice variety.
Yeah.
Miss Nina Cherry. I saw she was on the
Oh, wow. There's a name from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, the Buffalo Stance.
Who was there last year? Was it Jerry Lee Lewis or something? There was somebody there
really?
Like that was that fun. Was... Oh, was right, right, right. Mm-hmm. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. But they
wow,
have some
good
have
lineup.
A nice lineup. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a good variety of people.
It is.
Look into that.
So, but I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be in L.A.
You're going to miss it,
Jer? I'm going for Outfest. There's a LGBT film festival.
Oh.
So I'm going to
And
be
when is that? In 2 weeks? Or when did you say that was?
Yeah, it's July 19th through the 21st.
Have a good time. You've been there many times before. You know what to see and do
there. Hanging out with some celebs.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll see some new.
Some pictures of you with famous people to make us jealous.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it because I don't. I mean, they're not confirmed until they're, you know, in the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it'll be fun. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Diana Ross is coming. 75th birthday celebration, July 10th.
I bet she's amazing.
Yeah, so I got an interview with her. You know, I
you did.
That thing
That's
to going to
be great.
So let's hope. I mean, I'm still waiting to hear everything back. But
Jared, can we hear a sample question that you'll throw to Diana Ross? Just give us a sample question.
I told her I talked to her son recently.
Ask her this. Say, do you truly believe that children are our future? Just ask her that.
That wasn't
That's
her.
Whitney Houston.
You can still ask her.
No.
Phil.
Ask her anyway.
I'm trying to, you know, she's a diva already. She's going to fly from her helicopter, and she's not going to give me the time of day if I ask her a question like
ask
that.
Ask her if she's ever seen her daughter on Black-ish.
Oh, well, I did ask her about Black-ish.
Their daughter's great on that show.
I didn't watch that show, and I saw it in reruns, and I think it's Channel 9, which is always out at my house.
Yeah.
And it is the greatest show I have.
Your daughter's very funny.
They're
Tracy
all
Ellis-Ross.
So funny. Those kids are great. That's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. And her son was great. I mean, she's obviously doing something right with these kids. So, yeah, I've got the questions prepared. We'll see.
Diana Ross, Jer.
July 10th. I know. This has been a long time coming. She's not doing very many interviews.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is coming for two dates in the Chicago Theater. July 27th.
All three of them?
I believe all three, from what I saw on the picture.
Because I've seen Wynn perform solo, and he needs the other guys.
Right.
That's code.
Wow.
Yeah, they're kind of a trip. Actually,
Jasmine, get my attorney Joel Brodsky on the line.
You can have him.
Oh, wow. We got some more concerts. James. Do you remember James?
Love James.
Do you guys love them?
Yes.
Slade was like this big hit by them. Yeah. Okay. I love.
James is great.
Yeah.
Okay. That voice is so good.
He's really talented.
Yeah. So I'm talking to him next Wednesday, and he's coming with the Psychedelic Furs, the band.
Oh,
James.
Good.
Where is that?
At the Aragon Ballroom.
I'm too old to go to the Aragon.
You can get in.
July 23rd.
We can get you in.
It's general admission, right?
Yeah, well, there's a VIP balcony. Maybe we could get you
sitting
that.
There.
There you go.
That's where Abe Lincoln sat when he saw them.
Will you stop? My God.
You could sit up there. Maybe we get you a good spot.
Yep.
Because I know what you're saying. It's a huge general thing.
I know. I can't handle that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do it.
I'm old and crabby.
Come on. It's the psychedelic James.
Well, maybe we'll get you in the balcony. Away from the riffraff.
Yes.
Riffraff's going to be there?
Yeah, from Underdog.
No.
Simon Bar Sinister will be there, too.
From Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
I would love that.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I wonder how he's aging.
Boy, I go Rocky Horror Picture Show, you go Underdog. Underdog.
That's right.
And yet we both knew James. Did you see how surprised Jerry was that we knew?
Yeah. I know when I hit the jackpot on somebody.
We shocked you. Jerry, give us one more, and then we must close the curtain.
Okay. Oh, gosh, there's so much. Well, I have a good one for you.
What is it?
So, you know, we always talk about Ravinia.
Yeah.
So I'm going to their little party tonight, right? They're having a little party up there, and it's Tony Bennett.
A little party.
I have a plus one if either one of you guys want to go.
Oh.
Okay, so there's Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan July 6th.
Yeah.
You got Maxwell July 9th.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson July 14th.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic July 20th.
I would honestly go to
That's the one you'd go to?
I love Weird Al.
Yeah. And Bill's favorite.
Who?
ABBA Tribute July 30th.
What?
I know.
Come on.
It's not the real ABBA.
You're teasing me.
Jasmine, try and get Weird Al on the show. I would really love to talk to him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which ABBA tribute band is it?
It just said ABBA tribute from what I saw.
Because there's a couple different ABBA tribute bands.
People from my office thought it was really ABBA, and I go, no.
No, it's a tribute
band. Bill would
know. Yeah.
Bill would tell me.
They're good, but they're, you know, it's not ABBA, but...
ABBA.
Am I saying ABBA?
Yabba Dabba Doo.
That's my southern accent.
That was the prehistoric tribute band.
Too. Yeah.
ABBA was...
ABBA.
All right, we have to break, and I'm so sorry because this is a busy, busy month.
Yeah,
July coming
lots of
up.
Stuff. Okay.
Have
Great
fun
to
in
see
LA.
You, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run. We'll close things off next.
Dude, we're working on like almost 4 minutes of overtime.
Oh, this is going to be great. You were kidding about buying a boat earlier, but you'll be able to afford it with all this extra bonus hour time.
Yep.
That's it for today's show. That's it for this week's shows. We hope you guys had a good time. Again, we want to thank Bull Bull for coming on with us. He was a lot of fun.
And Jerry Nunn, you can find him Nunn on the Run. Two N's at the end of Nunn. NUNN on the run.com.
Exactly. That's it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.